Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
A lot's obviously happened in English rugby, reaching the World Cup final. You were out there experiencing it with Caro. What are your reflections now on that final? There's plenty of banter that you boys have hung onto your corporate coin because they didn't win it, and you still remain the only World Cup winners. But there must be a big part of your heart that was crushed that day, because it was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was a England supporter way before I played for England. I'll be an England supporter way after I've finished playing for England. I had the England jersey on. I actually did an interview with Jack Whitehall before the final, and the only spare shirt I had available was my wife's shirt. I, of course, told Whitehall that it was, a normal man-sized shirt. Got him to squeeze into it. He actually got into a size 8 ladies rugby top. Looked pretty snug. I mean, he was, imagine an awesome upper body, but then flipped so it became belly and a less awesome upper body with it. And then we went along with fans, and the semi-final was unbelievable. An extraordinary occasion, and people said to me 10 minutes in, oh, it's the All Blacks, 20 minutes to the All Blacks. I said, and I've always believed that the All Blacks would come back, having played against them and watched them years. And I just went, they're not coming back. They're toast here. And unfortunately, in the final, you got the same sort of feeling. It was a little bit like 2007 when, Mark Cueto had that near miss, and in this instance I think Owen had a kick at 15-9 to make it 15-12. He missed it, and the South Africans went at the other end and got three and went 18-9. But it just felt like I think it was Fury against Ruiz, which was a boxing masterclass, which was just a bigger man just keeping the other tenacious scrapper at arm's length and doing what he had to do. So you just,
I mean, AJ Ruiz, the second AJ Ruiz fight.
Who did the Fury Wilder was a similar sort of thing. My two belts. Joshua Ruiz and Fury Wilder. In both instances, it was dominated by one opponent, and you felt even if the other opponent had a crack and landed one, that the other fighters still had enough. And I think rugby can often be like that, that there's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be times when even the team losing on the scoreboard will be dominant physically and have the momentum with them. But it always felt like it would be wrestled back by South Africa. England were the youngest team ever to play in a World Cup final collectively. Tom Curry and Sam Underhill are kids. They've got at least one more World Cup. You can think of it potentially two. You go through the whole squad, who's coming through with the size of English rugby, the quality of Eddie's coaches, the rotation of the coaches. And you go, English rugby's in a pretty good state. I think it's fair that Eddie got the crap to 2023. If he wanted to stay on the job and he'd done so well with England for 4 years, then It would seem daft to throw all that IP out and get someone else to come in and start. You know, he rubs people up the wrong way, but that's just Eddie.
I suppose that could be tempting in some ways.
Yeah, look, I think feedback and how they do it, and occasionally you just feel there's a little bit too much siege mentality with these guys. I do feel that there's a little bit more openness. I know they'll say, oh, well, the openness, my words will be twisted. I'm not trying to be their dad. I'm not trying to be their media manager in any way, shape or form. I just feel on occasion that they're spiky without needing to be spiky, and there's times when you need to be spiky. Mm-hmm. I think that balance could be slightly better. But in terms of the quality of their effort and their input and their desire to be the world's best team, you can't fault that collective in terms of the England senior squad.
Is that spikiness born out of distrust, do you think? Do you feel that they're just overly guarded, unnecessarily so?
I think a lot of it sometimes, you know, you look up to what the guy at the top's doing, and Eddie's pretty spiky with that, and I think sometimes it's just his way, and it's like asking, you know, it's like asking me to leave my desk untidy. Like, why would you ever do that? It's like asking me to go to bed with any emails in my inbox. Like, who would ever do that?
Can you tackle my inbox, please?
Just go, move on.
Delete go. It.
Yeah, and so that's how he is. But I think that's then picked up. And I think there's also a group of players who feel strongly about certain things and have a voice. And quite right, they don't want to be pigeonholed into it. But I feel that in life there can be a softer way of doing it. I'm not asking them to lose their edge on the pitch. And at times, I'm not asking to lose their edge off the pitch. I think they could potentially pick better battles to have.
That's interesting. I watched that behind the scenes documentary series with them. Can't remember what it's called, but it was all through the World Cup, and there seemed, you know, and it probably is the case with most professional athletes, that they seem quite regimented. And that's, you know, probably a good thing. I do love to see the odd explosion of character and personality, the likes of Joe Marler, for example. But then, as we've seen lately with him, it can get you into trouble. Does the game need characters, or can that be to the detriment of the greater good and their success?
No, I think... I don't want to quote... Well, I was going to say, I don't want to quote Oscar Wilde at you, but I'll now end up quoting Oscar Wilde. I need to, when I do this, what was he? I need to make sure I get it right. I think it's something along the lines of, be yourself because everyone else is taken.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what he said.
That is it. That's the one.
Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. So, allowing people to feel comfortable to express themselves is the best environment to be in the world. Going to work and being allowed to be the best version of yourself is the best place in the world. I then do think that then when you're transported and you are an England player, whether you like it or not, there is a responsibility that comes with it to, I don't mean live strictly according to rules or parameters, but to understand morally and ethically where the line is. I mean, I know in Friends, you can't go from Oscar Wilde to Friends, but some people, he's so far past the line is a dot. You know, and I think on occasion, go past the line, but don't go flying past the line. And I think there is a wonderful balance, and the top people get that balance right. And then there are others who don't want to give anything of themselves away, and that's absolutely their decision and a conscious one. And that's different characteristics as well, like in any rugby team. There are those who sit in the corner and want to not talk to anyone and stare at a wall 10 minutes before, or punch the wall before they go. And then there's others, the other side of the changing room, are playing exactly the same game, playing exactly the same stadium, exactly the same opponents. And they'll be asking you what you call two Spanish firemen.
What do you call
Jose and Jose? You know.
How have I never heard that joke before?
And you go through things like that. And so you see that you don't, but never the twain shall meet. And so, I think that, and this is what happens with life. And they'll go, oh, not another blithering idiot who's old and past it telling us what to do. I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just trying to recount at times that there were probably times where I regret what I said, and other times where actually I wish I'd said more. And I think it's, you've just got to find that balance. And I think you've also got to understand that don't tar everyone with the same brush. So the vast majority of the people who are reporting, who are trying to grow the game, champion the game, by and large, are not trying to have a personal assault on people. There are those that do, yes. I'm wittering on a little bit. I think everyone in this world wants this world to be binary. Everyone in this world wants this world to be yes or no, black or white, United or City. Whereas actually, why can't you be a little bit of both?
Mm. I tell you what. Go on. Sorry.
No. I mean, so people say, how can you be both United and City? And what I mean by that is, I'd always support City, but if United are playing in Europe, I support United in Europe. You know, if United against Real Madrid, why would I want the Spaniards to beat Man United? I'm from Blackburn. But anyway, that's just me. My City mates will disown me for that.
It's a nice analogy. It is interesting what you say about being tarred with the same brush, because I certainly, like, when I'm interviewing drivers after the race, there will be some who just have... walls just go up when somebody's interviewing them. And what I want to try and remind them is that we're just the conduit. Actually, we're just trying to get their message to the fans. And I guess it's down to us, you, me, whoever else is asking the questions of them in that kind of heated moment, is just to get the tone right, and not let them feel like they're being attacked, that we're just human beings and we're just giving them the platform to speak to their fans. You know, it's nothing personal. Not trying to find them, cut them down, catch them out, whatever it is. Just on the final, aside from the theories about the rubber, the green and the bounce of the ball and everything else, because you're right, it never felt from the off that we were going to win that final in a way that we absolutely were in the semis. Why else do you think England lost? Now we've had the chance to reflect.
Kyle Sinclair got banjoed early. Dan Cole was a 30-minute player. Come on, that was the plan. And you sort of go, okay, remove one player from my 15 where I've got to force someone else now then to play 78 minutes, and that player can't actually shift because there's only one person who can play that role. And you'd probably say that was the most important injury England would have ever had on a rugby field. I was trying to remember which sport, it happened recently in a different sport, and you just go, wow, that was like Kyle Sinclair. Sort of, it's known as a Sinclair moment where... So that was pretty crucial. I think, I don't want to get into it tactically, but clearly they just started doing things they hadn't done in previous games. So the errors, but that's like saying that's an unforced error, but the pressure... of playing the Springboks. I'm not talking about a World Cup final. When the Springboks are up for it, they're the most brutally physical team on the planet. I mean, they come at you and it's just, there's just nowhere to go. And then you think, oh my God, there's a little bit of space over there. So you try and lob one over the top, and that's not quite right because you're under pressure, you're about to get smashed. And it's also to say, what did they get wrong? You could say South Africa played in 3 World Cup finals. They've never conceded a try. And England, in the passage of play between the 20th minute and the 40th minute, would have scored against every single team that's ever played rugby in existence. No question. Only one team could keep him out, and that's this current version of South Africa. Their defence was absolutely insane, from Armand Diallandi in the midfield to Etzebeth. The Jaeger had gone off with a dislocated shoulder. He went off during that defensive period. Mostert came on. For Mullen was just an absolute mountain. And they had the ability to replace gargantuan men like Mal Herber with Koch, and Kitsoff came on, and Mabembe, the hooker, had gone off, and Malcolm Mark. It's just power, power, power. And the oxygen gets sucked out of the environment in a World Cup final, and there's just no space and no room. And if you fill that with huge sort of Easter Island statues that South African men are, it'd be difficult to go anywhere. So I actually, you know, if I was answering that question as an England player now, talking about that, I would sort of reframe your question. Go, we sort of gave it our best shot, and under pressure, we struggled to deliver the basics that we've been able to do in previous games. But conversely, I would acknowledge the extraordinary physical intensity and pace and bottle to play, which they did. They didn't just beat them up. Pollard and Mapimpi and Cheslin Colby and Willie LaRue went, yeah, great, we're going to have a go here. So I just think they wrestled control of the game. Mm.
So it was more a case of South Africa winning than England losing?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I thought, I made a lot of duff predictions. I thought France would win the Grand Slam this year. And they were going to until some daft apeth, until some Mohamed Awas punched Jamie Ritchie. I always felt South Africa would win the World Cup.
Did you?
Since Etzebeth came in, I was very vocal about it. Erasmus coming in as coach, making Sia Kolisi's captain the purpose. Special team, and they should be acknowledged for that. And I think England are a special team. And I suppose the spikiness then came in that they didn't play well for the first 40 minutes in France. And if you've made a World Cup final and you play badly for 40 minutes, you can't write things or say things that the public are watching going, well, that's not what happened. And I think that's sort of bringing it full circle back to where we were. That's where it's tough for players.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.